Hello, I'm Chris English, and many moons ago I used to work for an organisation called Seaboard, which was Southeastern Electricity. One of my tasks as an engineer with Electricity Board was to look after temporary supplies. So although there was a supply to the Corn Exchange, the amount they wanted to use for the Eurovision, for all the extra lighting and everything else, was huge. So we had to sort of make sure it wouldn't go off on the night. I was armed with a spare fuse and a meter to check how much current was being used. I sat for the whole week, since the crew all moved in to build a set and everything. So really, I like a week's holiday, sitting on the cushions in the dome. Got to know all the technician crew and all of everybody else. There was something that went wrong, which wasn't anything to do with me. Terry Wogan was working for Radio 2 and was in a separate caravan and had a separate power supply off the main board. But when the concert itself ended, all the technicians came in and ripped everything out, including his feet. They all started looking at me. I said, nothing to do with me. It didn't go down very well, I think, with the powers that be. But it was quite obvious from almost the word go that everybody knew who the winners were going to be. Certainly it was obvious on the night. And I think the audience soon picked it up as well, because they were way out, you know, with the Waterloo outfits and everything else. So, but it was certainly something that, you know, we've never seen before, and probably we'll never see again.